Please note, the opinions and perspectives expressed on the following show are solely those of the host and their guest. These opinions and views do not reflect Ruckus Avenue Radio or Dash Radio. Listener discretion is advised.
What's popping, guys? It's your girl, Jyoti K, and this is Jyoti K Uncut. And we also have, per usual, the one and only Lucy Legend here.
Hey, guys. Back at it from Cabo.
Juicy Lucy. Oh, yeah, we're back from Cabo. Our faces are melting off.
Yes.
My nose is fucking, like, I was doing my makeup before coming here, and it was all peeling, bro.
All of it peeling. Dude, and I have sunburned, and I'm, like, light skin, so it's just... burned me off. We were talking about how the sun is different out there.
Dude, I've never wore sunscreen on my face ever. And like, or I mean a little bit, but not really.
Yeah.
But you need to wear sunscreen out there, dude.
Yep. Now I ain't mad at all those people with the white layers of the sunscreen that I was making fun of because they are back to normal.
They know what, yeah, my fucking face is burning. I went to go get, I wanted to go get laser light therapy today. And they had a before picture of me so they can, like, you know, yeah, pull it up. Mm-hmm. And they looked at it and they're like, bitch, you were pale as fuck before. And I'm like, because I don't think I'm dark right now. Yeah. And they're like, yo, you're sunburned. And I'm like, my people get sunburned?
Just a little.
Yeah. And they're like, yeah, we're not going to do no fucking facial on you. Come back next week. Yeah. I was so sad. But I think we're in denial.
Yeah.
As you noticed, this episode, we are just me and Lucy because we have... decided that it's better that it is just me and Lucy for now. Chilly Chill, what's the deal? We had parted ways with him. We wish him the best and no hard feelings. We just thought, you know,
the dynamic duo.
I was just about to say the dynamic. We're just, you know, we don't have any other friends and we understand why now.
Yep.
Because it's just meant to be me and her. So, I did a poll last night. I was not in my feelings, but you know, all my topics are very random, what I think on the top of my head. And I was like, I was fighting with my boo and I was just like, yo, are soulmates even fucking real? I'm like, I mean, I've dated and like, I don't think I've ever felt that I met my soulmate ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, whoever I'm talking right now, I know we have a good dynamic, but I don't know if yet. I mean, it's too soon to even know, but like, I don't, like, how soon do you even fucking, like, know when your soulmate, like, right away, like, ha.
Yeah.
Or, like, is it going to take me a year, 2 years, 10 years? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I did a poll on the old IG, and I said, do you think it's possible to find your soulmate in today's day and age where people are so easily disposable? 69% said yes, and 31% said no. And I told them that I'm 50-50.
Yeah.
Because I am 50-50. Okay. And then we did another poll. How many of you are with your soulmate now? So 69% said, yes, you will find a soulmate. Mm-hmm. But only 39% are with their soulmate right now.
A lot of hopeless romantics out there.
Yeah, a lot of hopeless. A lot of hope is all I'm going to say. Then how many of you want to get married and have kids one day? 83% said yeah.
Yeah.
Which I think everyone at the end of the day, it gets tiring and all the fun when it ends. You do, I think as you get older too, like you do want to have a family.
You wanted to have that comfort, like that loving. Because at the end of the day, whoever, like whatever player and anybody out there, at the end of the day, you want to be loved.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And it's like, and I'm tired, you know, I'm tired of telling 10 guys what my favorite color is. You know, I just want a dude that knows everything already. Like, yeah, it's nice to look at good, you know, cute dudes and all that. But like, you know, I'm over it. And I don't know if men finally hit that age.
Yeah.
Do you think they finally hit that age?
Yeah, I think all men at eventually one point, they hit that age where they want to be loved. Now, there's men that aren't going to stay loyal, but they have that one girl that
they can always come
back to.
Yeah, that's what I hate, though. That's what fucks me up is like, so that's where it comes into my question where it's like, do you think social media ruins relationships?
Yeah.
And I think 100%. What do you think?
100%. Not only it ruins it in many ways because it gives you access to so many people, but then it also gives you unrealistic goals. So you're always looking at your girl without the filter and you're looking at the girl with the filter. So it has you pursuing a girl like that.
Yeah, no, I feel you.
Yes, and that's the one thing that, and not only that, then you have the comments. You have all these thirsties, and then you have the stalking. So it could ruin in more than one way.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, I get it. And then it's like, it's unachievable because I feel like there's so much competition nowadays. You know what I mean? Like, everyone's beautiful on Instagram. So I feel like people start thinking that they are going to find, what you call it? They start thinking like, oh, you know what? What's better that's out there, right?
Yeah. They see the girl with the clear skin, cellulite free, no stretch marks and everything. And then they see their girl and they're like, what? Let me get me one of those. And then they start sliding the DMs and then they start trying to get that. And then also, you know, some of these guys I notice, and like especially here out in LA, that you have your like Insta famous Instagram people, they come out here and they don't even look like that in real life. You know,
girl, we were just talking about it. Guys are catfishes too, bro.
Yeah. So not only are they catfish too, but then they have like they're approaching these females and stuff like that, and have you always wanting on to the next.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so it's like they see like these unachievable. I don't know where and when went wrong with Instagram. Like even I use filters, right?
Yeah.
I'm insecure about my skin. I've had people say like, oh, you look like your pictures, but obviously my skin isn't like flawless. You know what I mean? You know, so I use those filters, and then there's like, then you start seeing women who are like not just using filters anymore. They're getting filters in real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they have fucking their whole body done. They're a whole filter.
Yeah.
They're a whole face tune. You know what I mean? And then I feel like some of these men, they start thinking more or the less, I think it's a lot of celebrities, but they start thinking like, okay, I got a pretty girl. And then they see their girl, you know, with like you were saying, no makeup, no filter and everything. And then they see these, then they go on the gram or wherever, Twitter, and they're like, oh shit, this bitch is fine, you know? Yeah. So you have all this access to fucking ass, and it's so easy, and it's so hard. Before, we could just go through a dude's phone, right?
Yeah.
Now you can't, it's not even that. All it takes is a DM.
A DM, Facebook, Instagram,
Snapchat,
everything.
You know what I mean? Like, they could secretly go fuck, you know what I mean? Because you don't want to be that psycho where, like, you want Instagram password, like, this password, because you want to trust your man or your woman, but it's like you can't even stop it anymore.
No, and not only that, I think that people get confident online. It's just like you have these people like that go on rants on like and talk shit under people's comments. Same thing, you have these like non-stud muffins or maybe stud muffins, whatever they look like.
Yeah.
They build that confidence and they go in on some girl.
Yeah.
So it's like ass is everywhere, literally, like at the grocery store. You go to the gym and now you're on social media. You're seeing this girl. So you really have access to everyone.
Everyone. And I think social media really has fucked shit up. But I think it also has tested the strong. Okay, what did Kanye say? How are you supposed to stay faithful in a room full of hoes?
Yeah.
And I feel like some women don't even respect the fact that like people have girlfriends either. It's not just men. It's women as well. They don't care. What was it? Kobe Bryant had a whole side chick who was cool being a side chick. Yeah. You know what I mean? There's so many side chicks. They're okay with it. The man's rich, has a little bit of money. Or women, like, they don't even care about personalities anymore. They just care about the man, the money, and that, or looking good.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like people have potentials to be your soulmates, but they're all fucked up in the head.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Their priorities are so fucked up that even though you guys might have had a connection, everything else is all fucked up now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And that's the thing that sucks, because like sometimes it's like you find or you think you find that person you connect with.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, like you said, like their finances aren't there. Like you want to, when I think of a soulmate, it's somebody that I want to build with, that I want to like start a family, that I want a house with. But how am I going to...
You're thinking further. You're thinking beyond the pictures.
Somebody want to have kids with. But how am I going to do that with somebody that has a swag but their credit score sucks? You know what I mean? Like, that's cool. I see you in your Nike. I see you in your Louis Vuitton, but you can't even buy a house.
You can't even. Yeah. You know? Well, that's a really good thing that you're saying. But exactly. Yeah. I think people finally are starting to... Some people, that's their goal, right? Like, that's your goal. But some people don't think that far.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
No. And we should be thinking that far. And I don't know. Like, these days, the way with my shit's been going and, like, things that have been going on, I want to... When the next relationship or whatever relationship I want to get in, I want to build it like it's a loan approval. Like, I need to see W-2s from the past 3 years. How long have you been working for?
You need to see a checklist.
What is your credit score looking like? You know, like, I am not... Because I like to travel. I like to have fun. I do my own thing. I hold myself down. I need somebody that can do the same.
Exactly. And that's how people should think. I think people's priorities are all fucked up. And, I was actually looking at this really cool post that I wanted to actually talk to you about. It's on Huffington Post, actually. On HuffPost, sorry. Mm-hmm. Is Los Angeles the toughest town for singles?
Hell yes.
Now, Lucy's actually born and raised here. I've only been here almost 3 years, and I've never been so lonely.
Yeah.
I've had back-to-back relationships from back home.
Yeah, and the thing is, you know, I'm going to put myself in LA really quick because I'm guilty. I was part of the LA problem because it's like when you're, especially when you're young, if you're attractive and you're charming and you have things going for you, everybody wants you. So I remember I would get in a relationship with a dude and I'd be like, you know what? This other guy is kind of cuter. Like, yeah. I kind of like his car better too. Like he did, and then I would be like, oh, this guy has a baby mama. Like, I'm not trying to get into that. So I was part of the LA problem. It was like, right, I wouldn't give somebody the full opportunity because right when I was starting to like them, I would see somebody else that I liked better or maybe I connected with them better.
And you being a woman, imagine a man. They're so weak. Yeah. You know what I mean? So they're even like, oh, shit, she's fine, but her ass is bigger.
Yeah.
Oh, look, she's pretty, but she's prettier. You know what I mean? Like, guys sometimes don't even give a shit about the personality anymore.
Yeah.
Like, as long as she don't talk, they're fine.
Yeah, and then, like, too, the older you get, the more you start meeting people, and especially with, you know, with a lot of people that you meet, you start kind of, like, building your own man. You're like, no, not this.
Build a man.
Like, I want this, I don't want that, or whatever it may be.
Yeah.
And then it's like, you can't find that guy.
You can't, because I feel like I've dated enough to know that what I want and I don't want. You know what I mean? Like, I've dated the really, really nice guy. Yeah. That's too much. Mm-hmm. I've dated the bad guy. That's way too much. Yeah. Then I've dated the dorky guy and I'm like, okay, that's cool, but not like that dorky. Yeah. And then like finances and all that. It's like, okay, he doesn't have to be super rich, but I want him to at least be like, you know, able to take care of his woman, because at the end of the day, I've grown up a little bit different, and a man I think should be, I mean, he should be capable of taking care of a woman. Yeah. A woman should be capable of taking herself. Like, if she can't go to the gas station while he's putting gas and buy a water bottle, that's a problem.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, if she doesn't have money for that, then that's a problem. Mm-hmm. But statistics wise, so there's this Huffington Post written by a guy that was born, he was born in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. So he said that according to the singles map, the sex ratio in LA sucks. Mm-hmm. They said that there is, for what is it? Let me see. The sex ratio, a number of men, and for every 100 women, sex ratio. So they're saying there's less women than men in Los Angeles. While in New York, there's a 211,000 surplus of single women.
Yeah.
And single men, while LA has 211,000 single women in New York, LA has 89,000 more single men than women. So there's more men in Los Angeles than women.
Or they're saying they're single.
Or they're saying they're single, but they're that's why they're hounding you. You see, there's 10 guys to 2 girls.
Yeah.
That's why. You know what I mean? That's why they all go out on missions. You know what I mean? They're on a mission and only 2 of them come back.
Or you know what's funny? It's like, I know this, like, I'm not going to say no names, but like this girl that I've seen her on so many like relationships with so many different guys. And I'm like, oh, damn, she's not with that guy anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
And I promise you, I've seen her like on 6 different Instagrams with the hashtag wifey.
What? With different people?
Different people. And I was just like, damn, this bitch is moving quick.
Oh, that she's on. She's like, you know what? Next.
Yeah.
You want next? So in LA, you know, in New York, I feel like it's not as spread out. The large distances in the world's biggest city create a real barrier to intimacy. So like here, it's like you see someone that's cute, fun and smart, right?
Yeah.
The person lives in Silver Lake, which is 20 minutes from Santa Monica. That's not just 20 miles. That's about an hour, 2 hours. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And then it's like, let's just say, the most car jammed concrete jungles on the planet. Potholes, fucking public transport everywhere. Freaking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And 5,000 square miles of Los Angeles to get somewhere. So it's true. Like, even friendships. Like, I have friends that are, for example, like, I'll make an effort to go see you, but I won't go to fucking like downtown LA.
Yeah.
From North Hollywood to downtown LA, it's only about 10 miles. It could take you fucking almost an hour.
Yeah.
So, you know, and that's just friendships.
Yeah.
So you don't see your friends. So then let's just say in New York, it's almost twice the length of Manhattan. So from Los Angeles is, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's easy to go walk and go fucking see your person. So there's that. And then there's also lack of pedestrian culture reduces opportunities for casual contact. We don't walk like New Yorkers walk.
Yep, that's true. That's a very damn good point right yeah, there.
Yeah, there's, I know this is a really good post that I found. So we, like me, I'm a fucking homebody. Mm-hmm. From if I'm going to leave North Hollywood, I'm not walking. Yeah. You know, our fucking public transportation is garbage.
Yeah.
Everything is so spread out in LA that like you can't even take the metro. You take the metro and then you have to fucking take an Uber.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just so much work, you know?
Yeah.
And then when you go to New York, everybody's walking. So it's easy to like do the fucking Bollywood bumping into somebody in the slow motion and like, you know, Indian music starts playing, you start going behind trees and shit. Yep. Or like if you look at love stories like Made in Manhattan and shit like that. They bump into each other. They see
That's
each other.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know what? That brings a great point too. When it's like how we're talking about soulmates, it's like, how are you meeting your soulmate? Because like if you're coming here, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you haven't traveled to New York where you have that potential.
Mm-hmm.
Like how is that really your soulmate? You haven't even been to New York. So are you settling now because it's one of the good guys in LA?
That's what I'm saying. You know what I mean? There's so many aspects to this. Like, should I go to fucking New York and start walking around? Yeah. Like, I don't know. Or even small towns. Like, I feel like in small towns, you even walk around. You walk to the fucking grocery store.
Yeah.
You know? So another thing, transportation challenges make even the best initiation people flaky.
Mm-hmm.
So traffic is obviously unpredictable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So people are just like, man, I don't want to fucking sit in that traffic. Or like you might be, let's just say your man's that you're supposed to meet up is in Santa Monica and you're in fucking Hollywood. And you just look at that and you're just like, I'd rather not fucking show up.
And you know what it is? We move so fast. That's like that one thing when I'm like thinking about like traveling and even when I go anywhere else that's not California just to get my coffee, how long they take.
Yeah. And we're always late. All of us are always fucking late.
Yeah. So it's just like, I think it's because we're also moving so fast and it's like, no, we're not going to do that. That's going to cut out an hour of my day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're all hustling out here because it's expensive to live out here versus other places.
Yeah, I mean New York and here.
Yeah.
We are known as a legendarily flaky city. So Los Angeles. What is this? This
one? I'll say I'm so LA on that one.
Yeah, I am too. Dating people in the entertainment industry is what everyone fucking thrives for out here.
Yeah.
And that's why I think people also don't find anybody because they're like, I'm going to get an actor. I'm going to get a magician. Yeah. You know what I mean?
You're just temporary.
Yeah. And that's uncertain finances. So you find an actor, but he might be making money today, but he won't be tomorrow. And all the big and bad actors already have a different caliber.
They already have like 10 different women.
Exactly. And you want to be a part of that. So nightlife shuts down at 1 a.m. and you have to drive your own butt home afterwards. That's another one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So those are some of the factors of statistic-wise why dating in LA is also bad.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to talk about where should we go and the dates that me and Lucy have been on, which make us never want to go on dates ever again. So we're going to go ahead and take a break and we'll be right back.
Yo, what's up, man? It's your boy, Jazzy B. Just want to thank Ruckus Avenue Radio Station. Thank you so much. Always love and respect for keeping the Punjabi culture and Punjabi music live. Big up. Love and peace.
What's popping, guys? Sorry, on our break. We just took a break and we were, actually, we went live for the first time and I felt like an old lady going live.
Hi.
It's okay. Yeah. So I felt like an old lady when I went live. I didn't really know what the hell I was doing. We have a friend that came in right now. He's, what's up? What's popping? Okay, yeah. Yeah, you can hop in. I got you. All right, hold on. All right.
What's up, everybody? It's DJ Daxter here on Dash Radio. I hope y'all having a good one.
Okay, what up, DJ Daxter? What brought you in here?
I had to just do a favor and try to get that chair over there because, you know, there was no chairs in the break room.
There was no chairs in the break room. All right, well, I'm glad you came. Well, you know what? I had a question for you.
What's up?
Do you think it's possible to find your soulmate in Los Angeles?
Oh, man, I stay on the right topic. Well, a little background. I'm from Texas, so I'm from Houston, Texas, so it's different from, I guess, in LA because in the South, like most of the dudes, like we really about that. We want our chick, like
straight up. Yeah, we need to go to the South.
All right, Texas, it is.
So, but
I need to get you on the snap. We go keep going.
But see, in LA, since I've been out here, this is my first year out here. So I moved out here last year after I graduated from, you know, Texas A&M, y'all. Shout out.
Hey.
So, well, A&M Kingsville, y'all still have love for y'all. But it's a little different because I see how, like, the dudes are. And it's crazy because the way how some of the dudes be, it's like, in they LA. Be like, yeah, in L.A.
They're vultures.
It's like, it goes, like, both in both. Like, from the dudes, I guess I'm more on a dude's perspective because I've been hanging out, like, with some of these L.A. dudes. And
women are the same, I feel. They, okay.
It's like the savage level that they have on these women. It's kind of like, bro, like, this is somebody's, like, daughter, bro.
Right.
Like, that's funny that he thinks that, because I don't think these other guys are out here thinking. He said this is somebody's daughter.
Yeah. You know what? Where are you from?
I'm from Houston, Texas.
Exactly. We need to find a man from the South, right?
Yeah, from the South.
Because you guys have respect for women.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do. Now, we got some players, but it's kind of like...
But you want that white picket fence at the end,
yeah,
day, right?
Yeah, at the end of the day, at the end of the day.
We need to go to the South.
Yeah, I'm going. Next flight.
If you're from the East Coast or the South... But no, that's funny that you say that, because we were talking about, like, how, like, men out here will be 47 and they're like, I'm still out playing the field.
Yeah, they are, because it's like, they got, like, especially, like, okay, you said man and they're 47. I'm pretty sure that dude is, like, up. Like, he has money. Yeah. He's good. He's established. So it's kind of like, he in the area where it's like, these young chicks out here, it's like, cool. He can, I was, like, at somebody's birthday party on the yacht. And kid you not, the next, like, boat that was next to us, it was this. And I was like, low key, like, he was a sugar daddy, because it was like, he was older, but he was like a physique old man. Yeah. But you knew he had money. Yeah. And then you saw on the boat, and then we, like, young chicks. So I was just like, man, I guarantee you, he's paying for their college tuition. He's paying probably for cars for them. He's like paying for some, but it's just the idea that they was just like, they was there. And I was just like, damn. Like,
yeah, women's morals are all fucked up here too because of that situation.
Yeah, right, and that here. And that's why it's like, on the guy's side, it's like, man, they just want to see where your money game is at and see what you're doing, what you're stunning. And then on the women's side, it's kind of like, I need to come up somehow, some way.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get both sides, but the culture out here, like, I would be surprised if somebody was like, oh, yeah, I met my soulmate in L.A. Because I'm going to be like, man, how did that happen? Like, how did y'all meet?
That's exactly what I was saying. I was like, and if you do, they're not from L.A.
Can you say that for me one time?
They just touched down here in L.A. They took a flight over here.
I need you guys to say this. So if someone to find a soulmate in L.A., okay, listen.
Like, me, if I see a soulmate from L.A., I ask them, like, how did that happen? What did you do?
You know? What did you do? Like, where did you go, Christian mingle?
Like, oh, not even that. That's even like more tainted than anything now. It used to be not, but now it's kind of like, it's real bad now.
Yeah,
but, no, it is bad.
But you know, it is what it is. I learned, and I'm like seeing, because this is my first like year out here, and then it's different because, like, of course, like, we're all like in industry, so it's kind of like, I'm here, I'm going to these parties, I'm going to this, I mean these people, and it's kind of like, even the like chicks that I like talk to, or they like, oh, hey, what's going on? I'd be like, I think they talking to me because they know I know, like, somebody.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, you even start thinking, like, is this person like me for me, or is she liking me for my come up, or it's the industry.
Or am
is
I
awful.
A stepping stone?
Am I a stepping stone?
Yeah, the stepping stone.
And it is, everyone's an opportunity. Everyone's trying to make it, and I think people are so disposable, is what we were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, cool. Thank you for what you did for me next.
Yeah.
Thank you for what you did to me next.
It's a different culture. Like, for me, from the South, we're more like, how can I help you?
Yeah.
That's the South. Like, that's how we preach, Southern hospitality.
100%.
But here, it's kind of like, what can you do for me?
Yeah.
What can you do for me? It's like,
they don't even open doors for you.
No doors on the, they just, oh, do this for this duration. And it's like, all right, well, they probably going to get me. If you think that, like, are they going to get me? Nah, like, I was fortunate that with the, like, the shows and the people who I work with, they just see how genuine I am. So it's like, oh, yeah, we'll help you out. Like, because I didn't probably did, like, two or three things because they needed that, and I think that I could have helped them with that.
Yeah.
And that's why I've been...
You genuinely did.
Yeah, yeah. It's a genuine... It's not like I wasn't looking for something in return, or it just helped that the people and the gigs and, like, all the other DJs and everybody I've been meeting has been cool, because it's just been real genuine love that I've been giving out. And I have stumbled across some that try to, like, take advantage, but I don't worry about it too much because they've been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
And they're going to still do it after I'm not talking to him or whoever, my crew. So it's what the moral of the story is, what you are looking for in yourself? Because a lot of people out here are kind of hurt. Yeah. They like...
We're definitely hurt.
Dysfunctional.
100%. Like, I read a meme that said, we'll be the healthiest persons on the outside, but all fucked up inside.
Yeah, yeah. That's so true. That's so true. It's like, I don't know. Like, I hope for LA and like in the culture, which I don't think is going to happen anytime soon, because it's popping here all the time. So many popping, so much action, so much this. And then, yeah, some guys, it's like, well, I'm looking at all these options.
Yeah.
So it's like, how can I, like, if I say, yeah, okay, I'm cool with her, then I may vibe with maybe two or three more other chicks.
Yeah. So the next best thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the next biggest thing is popping. So this is,
and then you got Instagram, there's social media. Now you got the social media models. One girl looks amazing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then women start getting insecure too. Like, we get insecure.
And it's, that's crazy. Like, I met like a lot of, like, all the IG models. Like, not just IG models, but I also be meeting some porn stars too.
Oh, sure.
But all the women like I met, it's kind of like, it's cool. And then back home, everybody like, oh man, I got to tag her. What are you doing? Oh man. Where I'm at from in Houston, and I'm from the north side, it's just once like my homeboys or anybody be like, man, I follow her. Like, how is she? And I was like, bro, she cool, but it's like, she's already like in that system where, like, you got to be doing something. You can't be on no, like even me saying, like, oh, I got a degree and, like, I'm doing this. That's not even, like, touching the surface or something. Chicks, it's kind of like, are you a degree?
They're reaching for the stars. Like,
you got money or you got that 60K, 70K. And status, too. Like, my status right now is kind of like, I'm just getting up there, I can say. But I know who I am. So it's kind of like, you can't. It's nothing or no peer pressure or nothing that's going to make me be like, oh, man, I need to do that. Because when I go back home to Houston, I have, like, a community of people to answer to. So that's what kind of keep me more in check. Because if I act Hollywood out here, oh, man, I might as well get ready when I get back to Houston and be fighting a lot of people.
No, that's really good to see your perspective from that side of the world, because we've actually noticed a difference. Like, even when we went to New Orleans, like, the mannerism of the men out there is like, let me take care of you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here it's like, if you are going to offer them something, they'll want to take care of you. Or men out here even expect something themselves. Like, they want to be taken care of.
Yeah, it's like a different breed. I don't get that. Like, it's slowly dying, because it's like where I was raised up, it's like, you do what you got to do, not only for you, but for her, you know?
Yeah.
But also, it's not like a double standard. Because me, I don't, like, go crazy. Like, I have a good time. I have, like, two of my homegirls was my sisters to this day. And they kind of helped me a lot, like, how women are. Because I used to see how they used to be hurt from dudes. So I kind of learned, like, all right, man, I ain't going to do that. Because, like, currently I'm in a relationship right now. So if I was to, like, make my girl feel bad, then them two are going to get me. Because it's like, you saw what we went through. And you saw how many fights you got into
because
you was protecting us from, like, dirtbad dudes.
Yeah, you know? And you can't be doing the same thing.
Yeah, I can't. I can't. It's like, oh, man, if I was to do the same thing, like, I'm pretty sure that they would cut my, like, I'm not going to say it on here, because I'm pretty sure it's a clean show.
But the fact that you even think that far, because there's men out here who do have sisters. There's men out here.
Yeah, I have it was my niece that started it. Yeah. My niece started it. Mm-hmm. So, and I had a niece, like, at 7, so.
I would kill anyone for my niece. I'm like, you need to stay away from anyone that calls himself a city boy. any of that city boy, hot boy, summer, fuck boy, any of that, we're cutting that. You know what I mean?
But it's just the swag. Like, if the, like, I'm pretty sure some of the dudes here, like, they be swagging it out on some of these girls.
I'm a sucker for swag.
And the girls were like, oh my gosh, like, the way how he just said that to me, it's like, that's, you know, and I'd be like, all right, like,
you're about to fall
okay,
for
he
that.
Said that, but, you know, is he saying the things that you need, or is he saying the things that you want to hear?
Because they've been through their share of girls, too, because a lot of new girls come in. It's like waves.
Yes, it's
like,
waves here. It's I learned waves. That. Oh, my God.
A new wave of women will come in, and then they're like, all right, we already done her, so let's go for the new wave. You know what I'm saying?
It's something really interesting. Like, I'm not saying that I'm not like that, and I have homeboys, but I had to say I'm guilty of association because I do have homeboys. I had to say my younger days, now I'm kind of like, hey, man, like, I got to go, so, like, keep that over there. But in my younger days, you know, I can say I was, caused, like, perpetuated it, because it was like, the girls was cool with me because of my reputation was good.
Yeah.
And then I have a homeboy that they was like, nah, I'll never talk. Like, they don't know, like, I ain't never talking to him. But since my reputation was good, yeah, and they saw that I was cool with him, that made them be like, well, he, even though he shows this, like, swag hard demeanor, he got to be a nice guy, because he wouldn't be talking to him if he was like that.
Yeah.
And I ain't got, like, so much trouble because
it wasn't that way.
It wasn't that way, and they would talk, and it just...
I hear women, I think, think that they're going to change the guy, or some of them, I think, are even okay with being the side girls or being...
Oh, yeah. Oh, man. It's so crazy. Like, even my... It was funny. I cracked a joke to my girl today, and I was like, oh, well, I'm going to go see Becky tonight. And she was like, you know I kill you. I was just like...
She's like, you're going to see God tonight if that happens.
Yeah, basically. But it's a different... Like, it's real different. Like, I couldn't, like, when I talk to her, I'd be like, she's like, so how many people talk to you today? I'm like, I'm not gonna lie, it was like six.
Yeah,
like, they be talking. And it's like, it's the maturity. Like, you, like, I tell anybody, if you're gonna come to LA, you need to know who you are. Cause if you do not know who you are and you come to LA,
you'll lose yourself.
You will be lost in the sauce quick.
Everyone says that lost in the sauce is real. People who are born here and get lost in the sauce.
Oh, quick.
Yeah, because you don't know who you are, like you said.
Yeah.
You're trying to be something that, like, this created image here, you know what I mean? We were actually talking about it. Like, we were saying, why is it so tough to date in LA? There's so much shit to do. People live so far. Yeah. People, when you come to LA, you want that famous person, but so does everybody else.
Everybody, what are you going to do? I always tell people, what are you going to do different?
Like, yeah.
You can't be like, I know for me, I'm from the South, you know, I keep it real.
Yeah.
You know, I just, the only thing I'm missing is the grill, you know, right now. But I just try to, you know, I'm just me. Like, I've been in circles where I just know to just keep my distance. And since, like, I've been learning this L.A. culture a little bit, I can't be too raw because I may lose, like, maybe it was a connect that I was about to get to, maybe DJ. If I was too raw, then they're going to be like, oh, man, it's not that I was just raw, but it's just I'm real and I'm sticking to that. Like, I'm down to the point where I will fight for that.
Yeah.
And see, out here, it's kind of like, nah, man, you don't have to do all that. And I'm just like, no, bro, like, this is my... This is me, and I have people that this is how. If I act Hollywood, I'm telling you, I have to answer to, like, a lot of people back home, and it ain't gonna be no talking. It's like, you gonna have to throw them hands, bro. You being too fake.
So is your girl from LA, or did you bring her home?
She's from Houston. Yeah, we both from Houston.
He's like, hell no.
Like, I've been talking, and it's crazy that y'all talking about this topic because some of the. If my girl goes to pharmacy school at USC, and
shout out to her.
Oh yeah, you know but it's some of the girls that I met and I talked to them about, and it's just like, it's some smart, intelligent. They got their stuff. I was telling one girl, I was like, yo, if you come to Texas like this, you will be a wife tomorrow because you got everything like that most of the guys need. They just need somebody to kind of keep them balanced. But out here, it's like, no matter how educated a woman can be, no matter what move she making, she can still get dogged. And it's like, bro, like, that's a chick that if I took her home to my grandma would just be like, all right, well, here's the ring I was going to save to somebody worthy.
Yeah.
And I would get it right then and there. But for her, like, we established ourselves in college. We was both in college.
Yeah.
So she was doing her thing. I was doing my thing. And now to see, like, now I'm doing, like, radio and all these other gigs, and she's doing her pharmacy, and we still keep that relationship healthy because now it transformed to, like, we're on our business stuff now. We can't really, I can't tell you, like, I think we chilled last weekend, but during the weekdays like this, I'm working. Like, I'm either here or I'm going over stuff. I'm meeting people, and she's studying all day. So it's just a different transition for us, like, when we came out here in L.A.
Yeah.
And even, like, for the dudes, like, she, like, for her, I say, man, some dude's going to talk to you.
Yeah.
I always joke with her. She's like, nobody's not going to talk to me. They're going to just talk to you. And I was like,
aww.
Oh, okay.
See, that's the real building. Out here in L.A., it's like you just want to get snatched up. But that's like you guys really came over here, and you guys really are building together.
Yeah.
And out here, it's not.
Where'd you guys guys meet? Because we were talking about, like, where do you think we can meet someone? You know what I mean? Not
college.
The club, obviously.
You said college.
We already passed that. We already went to college.
See, I said the library. I was close.
See, okay.
She didn't say library.
She did say the library.
I was like, you're not going to meet him at Omo Bar. It's me, library. See, guys, I'm putting you on.
Yeah, library.
If you want to get that brain chick, the library. I think I met her. I was a DJ. Well, top DJ at my school during
okay,
the time.
Okay,
but
watch out.
It was different because my degree, I got my degree in biomedical, but okay. I'm minor in chemistry.
Oh, so good for you.
So for them, everybody was kind of like, oh man, he's just a DJ guy. And they not seeing me like leaving lab with a lab coat.
Yeah.
Wrapping it up, putting it in my backpack. Yeah. And then I just walked. But when she met me, it was actually her. I think her orientation, because I had to DJ for it for the school. And when she saw me, she was just, this is going to make you laugh, but she was like, I thought you was like whitewashed. And I was like,
we call those Obamas.
Obamas, Oreos, all
Oreos.
That.
Coconut.
Yeah, so I was just like, when she was talking to me, she was like, so how, like, what do you do this all day? And she thought I was going to be like, oh, well, I go to, you know. This. I was like, nah, I go to, like, I'm a biology major, just so that. She was like, oh, okay. So that's when we was cool then, but we was friends, like, for the longest. Like, we was good friends. And it was just maybe that second year, because I was, like, a super senior, guys, because I was, you know, when you take hard classes and try to be the DJ at the campus, that's, that's horrible. Like, I should have been more in the books. But I passed. Either way, I passed. But,
You did a good but it's crazy to see that that's like your morals, because over here, it's like women don't think about, oh, I want the doctor. They're like, I want the ball player.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And the men, I feel like, don't even think about education anymore. I have never had a guy ask me my education living out here. Mm. I think they're like, if she's a model, it's fine. If she's like, you know what I mean? Like, they don't care if the girl doesn't have that.
Yeah,
it's
like,
crazy.
Like, it was funny because when she wanted to go to USC, I told her to go, and she was like, well, what about our relationship, this, all that? And I was like, this is about you. You're not going to ever have an opportunity like this come in your life. Mm-hmm. We'll figure out. If it's not meant to be, okay. But if it is, I wanted you to know that I was for you.
Aww. You know. Girl, see, there are good men out there.
We're always
have them fly out from Texas. You know what? I might move to Texas.
Touchdown LAX. Come on now.
I know.
Just visit LA and just live in Texas.
Yeah, there you go. Visit. You know what? That's true. I know a lot of people that are from that way who say they like visiting LA, but they couldn't.
Yeah.
They couldn't
do it. It's a different beast out here.
Yeah, it's a different beast for sure. I come from just a small town, and when I came here, I was like, oh, shit. People are flaky as fuck here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people are flaky. People are trying to be what they're not. And it's funny that you came in here like a whole, like, different breath of fresh air. Literally, you were here to get a chair?
Yeah, I came here to get a chair to try to help out one of the staff members here, because they was scared to come in here and get one.
Are you, do you record a show here or do you DJ?
I actually left this show just now, which is on a Dash Comedy. So, like, the two shows, actually three shows I do, but right now two.
Uh-huh.
It's the Kevin Tate show, and then on Wednesday, so I'll be here tomorrow, and I'll be DJing with, if he makes it in town, with Slink Johnson, because I don't know if y'all know Slink Johnson. You know, Black Jesus is coming out. Black Jesus season 3.
Oh, yeah.
I'm on his show. I DJ on his show.
Cool. Well, let everyone know your handle.
Oh, if you want to know more about me, you can always go to Relationship 109.
Relationship 101. I'm going to follow you. You're dope.
It's DJ Daxter. It's DJ DAKSTER. And it's Twitter and Instagram. And I got a shout out to my marketer, because it's kind of gonna be fresh. Yeah. I don't have a lot of people, but
it's DJ DAXTER.
No, DAKSTER.
Got me. So. Oh, there you are. Look at you. That's you right there.
Yes.
I'll follow you. All right. Well, I'm so glad that you came by to give us a breath of fresh air here.
All y'all LA women, remember this. Uh-huh. Y'all fine, y'all beautiful. I'm seeing it for myself, and I'm just like, whew. But y'all have to remember this. Remember y'all worth. Remember, if it's certain things you need to ask a man to know if he's gonna be serious. Like, once a dude's like, man, you asking too many questions. That's already a pass right there, because he's ready for the fun time. He's ready to do everything else. But when it's time for you to be serious about, hey, like, what are we? I can't tell you how many chicks I talked to out here that's been either played, or they be like, well, I thought he liked me because he was acting like it. It's like, no, like, if a man, and I mean man, if he likes you, he's going to let it be known, like, hey, yo, we're going to do this. Hey, it's going to be like this. It's no gray area kind of answers. They're all like black and white. Yeah. It's like,
yeah, they like you.
Yeah, I like you. Yeah, I want to pursue this. Yeah, let's do this. Let's not, well, you know, if you don't want to do it, fine. I just go talk to somebody else. That's like manipulation right there. Wait,
and I think a lot of men out here are manipulated for sure.
Yeah, they cold at it. I didn't see it for myself. It's almost like, it's like, when I see it, it's kind of like, I'd be like, man, don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it.
Don't do it.
And then she fall for it. And I'd be like, now it's like, now I'm in a relationship. Mm-hmm. I try not to hang around too many people like that, because I don't want that energy to influence my relationship with, like, with my girl.
Yeah,
you know?
Of course.
And then even with all the, like, girls that do, like, it's been some girls I gave a lot of advice to, and they've been cool with me, and they respect my relationship. And I tell every girl, like, oh, you know, we can talk cool, this, all that. But if I start seeing that it's, like, almost about to bleed into, like, you getting feelings, and it's crossing over at a certain line, then I'll kind of be like, all right, well, I'm going to have to distance myself, because I'm in a real happy space. My girl's not insecure. I made sure that she's not insecure. Mm-hmm. So I don't want to give her no reason to be insecure now. Yeah. So, because I'm in this kind of industry.
There are good bands out there. Yeah. And he is in the industry.
Yeah. And see, that's like what you were saying. Yeah. I'm from LA. And I was telling her, before, I think I was part of the LA problem. I was flaky. I was looking for the better person. Like I wouldn't give people that chance. But now, as I'm older, because I've gone through the LA problems, all the trash, the people that, like, try to manipulate you, everyone that tries to do that, I'm like, now it's like a loan application when I want to take somebody serious. It's like, do you do drugs? Like, what? Like, are you employed? Like, what are you looking for? Like, because you'd be surprised, you know? These LA guys, they want you to take care of them, too. Like, it goes both ways. It's not just the females.
Yeah.
They're entitled. They think, like, automatically you owe them a nude picture just because, you know, they met you.
Yeah, because they're the hottest thing in the sun. It's just, I don't know, like even, like, with my girl, like, I had to go through, like, her dad and her uncle. Like, I had to go through two men. For them to be like, okay, we see that you're not bullshitting.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse my language. Uh-huh. But, you know, you're not playing around.
Yeah.
You know, you're really like, you're serious. We see what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Let's move towards that. And they asked me, like, her uncle was like, well, what made you took my niece serious? And I was like, because I have a niece.
Yeah.
And I've been watching her since I was 7 years old. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't even enjoy, like, if now my niece should be 20, I think she turned 21. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like any girl that's 21 and below, I can't look at them the same, because my niece is that same age.
Yeah.
So it kind of like even with my girl, because she's like 3 years older than her, and I was telling her, I was like, you almost kind of touching it, you know, you get a little bit too close. But I had a niece, and I knew, and I had homegirls, and I can't tell you how many fights that I had to deal with when they got heartbroken or something like that, and I had to, like, physically fight dudes. Yeah. And to some people, they be like, oh, man, like, that's kind of dying now, because I know my friends, we like that. Like, if that's our sister, that's somebody, our close homegirl, we'll warn them, like, okay, this guy is like this. Now, if she decides to do whatever, we not finna be like, all right, man, we finna go fight him. It's kind of like, if we know, like, all right, we warned you, we told you, you did it. Okay, cool. You learned to listen. Like, that's it. But if they, like, want to put their hands on this holiday, then that's gonna be a whole issue.
Yeah.
That we don't play that. But it's different though. Like, here in LA, the guys, they cool to hang out with. No lie, they cool to hang out with. But for the women, it's like, if you really want a man, it can't. Like, meeting them at industry mixers, meeting them at, like, clubs, meeting them at, like, social gatherings, like, especially when, like, people are drinking or high, like, get them in a setting, like take them to the library, pick their brain.
See
what they, like, okay, I see myself in 5 years doing this. So I see myself in, like, all right now, even if they didn't even have a degree, like, oh, right now I'm working on a certification, I'm trying to do this. Like, help and build that kind of man, because that man is going to be that man. You just don't want him to get tainted and be like, oh, I tried the grind route and it didn't work out. Like, I know my girl, when she was dealing, like, I remember she was at my small gigs when I was making like $60, and she didn't judge me, but I was working like three other jobs besides DJing and going to school. I was working three other jobs. But now that I'm here, it's like, now she's seeing like the money that's coming in, and she's helping me like manage that. And I always rely on her, like, hey, like, I'm thinking about doing this. Like, what do you think about that? But that's once you, like, been in a relationship. We've been in a relationship for 4 years now. So, and we know each other for 2 years. So 6 years in total, we kind of been kicking it, you know?
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for that. Our time is about to be up. Well, thank you so much for coming by. And I hope you get your chair. And I'm glad you gave us a breath of fresh air to show that, like, not all men are garbage.
Oh, yeah. You just got to go to the South.
Go to the South. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, everyone. This is Miss Pooja. Big ups for Rukus Avenue Radio Station. Thank you so much.
All right, guys, welcome back. I know that we were supposed to talk about our dating stories and stuff like that, but we had a small interruption from a really cool DJ who told us his side of the story, and we got to hear his love story and what his morals were and his morals were. And it really changed our perspective, because we always just think all men are trash. And we were talking about how dating is so horrible in LA. But even he thinks dating is horrible in LA, and he's not even from LA.
Yeah.
He just moved out here, what do you say, less than a year ago?
Yeah, less than a year ago.
With his girl, and he goes to industry events, and he sees how men act. A man is saying this. So let that sink in.
We just put you on game, on real game. We put you on track, on what you should be looking for, on what's out there.
What a man should be like. There are men like that.
Yeah, pay attention, ladies. And gentlemen.
That's what a gentleman is like right there. Good for his girl.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy he came by, because that was so random. So thank you guys so much for listening. I'm sorry we didn't get to talk about the things that we were going to talk about. But I think what we did get was a really good lesson about dating in LA and how men should act. And, you know, and it kind of gave me a little hope in mankind.
Thank you. We always said it, East Coasters. Shout out to the East Coast. Seriously.
Shout out to the East Coast. Shout out to the South. Thank you for the moms out there for showing your men how a man should act.
Thank you. We thank you for your men. And you know what? I did say this. One of the the best guys that I have is from the East Coast.
Yeah, I've one of the coolest guys that I've talked to and that I've got along with the most is from the East Coast. So I guess that says a lot about the East Coast, and I might be moving soon. So so thank you guys so much for tuning in. This is Jyothi K.
And Lucy Legend.
And we are out. Thank you so much.
When it comes to women, but you came and I've forgotten every scar. I'll come to where you are, catch a plane for your law. Just send me your location, I fill up a lumera. Tere piche ne hayar, munde lagda nahi dar. Mainu munde te bandeyan ch hunda bada fark tenu. Vakhama kallan ne sachiyan ne oh jhooth mareya. Tere te akh rakhi roo tere naal ya. Tere pyar ne munde nu bagaadta. Lavan saath tere naam te tu meri jaanya. Likha main tera naam, jinni vaari aune mainu saa. I'm
ਕੱਢ ਦੀ ਏ ਤੂੰ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਕੀ ਕਰ ਗਈ ਏ ਤੂੰ ਇਹ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਨ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੀ ਕਰ ਗਈ ਏ ਤੂੰ ਤੇਰੇ ਦਿਲ ਵਿੱਚ ਲੱਭਦਾ ਮੈਂ ਥਾਂ ਕੀ ਕਰ ਗਈ ਏ ਤੂੰ
Every artist that I know is sliding in your DMs. You say it's at a distance that you're trying to keep them. So when I see them, I just pretend like you ain't told me everything and we've done more than be friends. Too many big girls, too many man know your face girls, too many following your page girls, too many lying about their age girls. ਸਭ ਤੋਂ ਸੱਚੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਉਹ ਝੂਠ ਮਾਰਿਆ ਤਾਈਓ ਅੱਖ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਰੱਖੀ ਰੂਹ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਆ ਤੇਰੇ ਪਿਆਰ ਨੇ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਨੂੰ ਵਿਗਾੜਤਾ ਲਵਾਂ ਸਾ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਂ ਤੇ ਤੂੰ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਣ ਆ
ਲਿਖਾਂ ਮੈਂ ਤੇਰਾ ਨਾਂ ਜਿੰਨੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਆਉਣੇ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਸਾ ਖੜੇ ਆ ਉਹੀ ਥਾਂ ਤੂੰ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਰਾਹ ਵਿੱਚ ਆ ਜਾਨ ਕੱਢਦੀ ਏ ਤੂੰ ਤੇਰੇ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ ਮੁੰਡੇ ਮਾਰਦੇ ਕੀ ਕਰ ਗਈ ਏ ਤੂੰ ਇਹ ਮੇਰੀ ਜਾਨ ਤੇਰੇ ਨਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਮੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਪਲ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਟਿੱਕ ਮੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਹੋ ਦਿਨ ਰਾਤ ਕੀਤਾ ਜੀ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਮੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਪਲ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਬੈਠਾ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਟਿੱਕ ਮੇਰੇ ਲਈ ਕਿੰਨੇ ਅਹਿਸਾਨ ਮੇਰੇ ਸਿਰ ਤੇ ਸੋਚ ਸੋਚ ਅੱਖੋਂ ਹੰਝੂ ਚੋ ਗਿਆ ਬਾਪੂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖਲੋ ਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਈਕਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੱਟੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਜੋਗਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਬਾਪੂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖਲੋ ਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਈਕਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੱਟੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਜੋਗਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਸੱਚ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਮੇਰੀ ਤਾਂ ਔਕਾਤ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿ ਜਿੰਨਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਦੇਵਾਂ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਮੋੜ ਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤੀ ਸੱਚੇ ਰੱਬੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਦੋਵੇਂ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਮੰਗਦਾ ਹਾਂ ਤੇਰੀ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤੀ ਸੱਚੇ ਰੱਬੇ ਅੱਗੇ ਦੋਵੇਂ ਹੱਥ ਜੋੜ ਕੇ ਮੇਰੇ ਹਿੱਸੇ ਦੇ ਵੀ ਦੁੱਖ ਸਿਰਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸਹਿੰਦਾ ਆਪਣੇ ਜੋ ਦਿਲਾਂ ਚ ਲੁਕੋ ਗਿਆ ਬਾਪੂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖਲੋ ਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਈਕਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੱਟੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਜੋਗਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਬਾਪੂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖਲੋ ਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਈਕਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੱਟੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਜੋਗਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਚੰਦਰੇ ਗਰੀਬੀਆਂ ਦੇ ਦਿਨ ਸੀ ਬਾਲੇ ਦੀਆਂ ਛੱਤਾਂ ਲੇਪ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦਾ ਅੱਜ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਚੇਤਾ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਭੁੱਲਿਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਫਿਕਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਦਾੜੀ ਚਿੱਟੀ ਦਾ ਹਾਏ ਅੱਜ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਚੇਤਾ ਕਿਹੜਾ ਭੁੱਲਿਆ ਮੇਰੇ ਫਿਕਰਾਂ 'ਚ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਦਾੜੀ ਚਿੱਟੀ ਦਾ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਭੁੱਲਾਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਕਿੰਨੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਭੁੱਲਾਂ ਹੋਈਆਂ ਮੇਰੇ ਕੋਲੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਪਰ ਤੇਰਾ ਫੇਰ ਵੀ ਨਾ ਮੋ ਗਿਆ ਬਾਪੂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖਲੋ ਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਈਕਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੱਟੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਜੋਗਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਬਾਪੂ ਤੇਰੇ ਕਰਕੇ ਮੈਂ ਪੈਰਾਂ ਤੇ ਖਲੋ ਗਿਆ ਤੂੰ ਸਾਈਕਲਾਂ ਤੇ ਕੱਟੀ ਤੇ ਮੈਂ ਗੱਡੀ ਜੋਗਾ ਹੋ ਗਿਆ ਚਾਚੇ ਤਾਏ ਭਾਵੇਂ ਲੱਖ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਤੇਰੇ ਜਾਂ ਸਹਾਰਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਾਲਦਾ कला कला दिन एहसान मेरे ते लवली शदाई जिन्ने साल दा है कला कला दिन एहसान मेरे ते लवली शदाई जिन्ने साल दा सुपना सी आया राती पिंड पहुंच गया बड़ी बेफिक्री ना सो गया बापू तेरे करके मैं पैरा ते खलो गया तू सैकला ते कट्टी ते मैं गड्डी जोगा हो गया है
to the side, till a baby on the right said you tryna get high. Then she smiled and was down, just like one of the guys. I say shorty so fly, gave me neck with no tie. I buy my bag and the money, all of this cash, all these hundreds and fifties, busting it down like the king of the city. She hold me down and she thick like a biscuit. I'm tryna get it, and she right with it. We need that bag every day on commission. I need that cash every day on tuition. Paying my dues so you know that we living. Shorty smoking right. Hit them switches like a light. But she bad, she shine bright. Gotta keep her out of damn sight. Higher than a damn kite. 30 in my pants tight. Check her shoe game. Look like she taking damn flight. Shorty got a vibe, I can see it in her eyes. Off the cushion, off the Sprite. So you know we hella high. I'm like, gonna shake them thighs. 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 I say this is what you like. Open the bag and get it. 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 See it in her eyes. I think cause we hella high. I'm like gonna show the thighs. Flexing with the dough. Gotta finesse and get some more. And she work it on the pole. She'll do it nice and slow. About to run it up, me and Big Bro. Got her ass bouncing, no 6'4". Stand tall in the pussy like 6'4". On the main attraction, a big show. Keep a little poppin', no Crisco. Nah, we ain't creepin', no tiptoe. I'm tryna get that big dough. I can't stop till I get more. We done ran up a check, tryna get it off the floor. I won't stop, and she can't go. All I know is to get it out the dough. Everything fast, never move slow. OG dope, and I'm making back a slow. Tryna make a move, tryna chop around the globe. Got the hottest nigga, so you know I'ma go. For almighty, nobody won't go. And this bitch so fly on the guys. I'ma get her and a friend tonight. We gon' get high off Zans and wine. Straight to the side, I'm just tryna see them guys. Shorty got a vibe, I see it in her eyes. I think cushion off the Sprite. So you know we hella high. I'm like, gonna shake them thighs. 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 I say this is what you like. Open the bag and get it. 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 Vibe, see it in her eyes. I think cause we hella high. I'm like gonna shake them thighs.
You're listening to the Ruckus Avenue Medical Minute.
Ethnicity can predispose you to a higher risk for certain medical conditions. Hi, I'm Dr. Amita Mundanchira. South Asians have a higher risk for cardiovascular disease, not explained completely by the diet rich in carbohydrates and sugars. South Asians have higher levels of inflammatory markers in their blood and higher amounts of calcium that cause blockages in the heart blood vessels. South Asian men have higher rates of new calcification, putting them at higher risk than South Asian premenopausal women who are protected by natural estrogen. Eat healthy, exercise, and visit your doctor for a risk assessment. You have been listening to the Ruckus Avenue Medical Minute.
Follow us on social media at Ruckus Avenue Radio and use the hashtag Ruckus Avenue Radio.